Again, we, well, we're really going to be on, well, let's do 36, page 36. Last Sif in Kuf Lamed Hei. We started this last time, and we went into a little bit. Now, Bnei Adam Achavushim Beis Hashem. I tell people that we don't relate to certain things. Page 36. Just don't relate. So, unfortunately, many times there were Jews who were taken, thrown into jail. Long time, like the Maran, like a lot of people. So you got Jews who are in jail. You can't bring them a Torah. You don't bring the Torah to them, even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The idea, as we mentioned last time, is a Torah is not a traveling show, right? The people are supposed to go to the Torah. It's not respectful to take the Torah around. From this, some people derive that, again, like on Shabbos or whenever, Monday, Thursday, when you take the Torah around, so again, in big shuls, it's a little different because it's, you know, but like a not yet big shul like this, so you're supposed to go and you're not instead of the Torah going all over, right? You're supposed to go to the Torah. You don't expect the king to go, okay, I'll come to you, right? You go to the Torah, it's only covered there. So therefore, we won't bring a Torah to the jail. The Ramah says, that's only for the time of reading. In other words, we'll take it to the jail, they'll lay in it, and then they'll leave, the Ramah holds. But if they bring the Torah day or two before and it stays there in the jail, mutter, that's okay. That would not be degrading the Sefer Torah. That's its home. Right? If the person is an important person, then it's okay. Now, again, this is very important. It comes up often, you know, sometimes we have to take a Torah somewhere. So the main, let's start from a different angle. We're not allowed to take a Torah somewhere. So we can't take it to the jail. Okay. How about if I'm not taking it that far? Let's say if I'm taking it from one room to another room. Right? You understand? Here, right? When we used to have a basement, we still do, but use some more extent. So let's say there was a Torah in here, and the Torah that was in the basement was in the wrong parsha. So then could we take the Torah from there and into here? So believe it or not, it's a machlokus. The Shari Rachman says you're not allowed to. You have to bring the whole minyan here and lay in here. The Beis Shlomo says it's okay. From one room to another is okay. Again, in our type of case, it was also a little different because it would be a big hassle to roll the Sefer Torah. It would take time. That's also a factor. But again, we have to realize when we talk about moving the Sefer Torah, we're not even talking about that far, according to some posting. It could be the next room. But again, the idea that the way to obviate that, the Ramah says, is if you have it there for a couple of days, so then you're not just, it's not like I'm just taking the Torah there and then taking it back. That's not nice. So if I bring it there a day or two before, or many posts can say, or a day or two after. So in other words, the Torah is here for a while, let's say in the jail, or wherever it may be, so that would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Achronim that if you're making a place for it, if you prepared a place for it, in other words, so again, the case that's definitely answered is, we were having a minyan at Myron's house for some reason, some festivity going on, hopefully. So we're having a minyan there. So we're going to take the Sefer Torah here, we're going to bring it over there, then bring it back. Right? It's a few feet away, or a few yards away. That'd be us, or corner everybody. Us, or corner everybody. So how do we get around that? Leave the Torah there. Or prepare a place. Now, many explain that when we talk about that you prepare a place, it can't just be the Piskei Tshuvos brings it down, the name of many, that you can't just, you see this sometimes, from Lolein, there's an Avel's house. So they just have a table and they put it down in a talus. So he brings down, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down in the name of many poskim, that's no good. That's no good. That's why you see, besides other reasons, many shuls have portable Aroni Kodesh, like we have, right over there, right? Because that would be considered preparing a place, and that would be a kavod, right? That'd be doing it in a nice, respectful way. It's an Aron Kodesh. So then that would be okay. Now the big question is that we see that there's a custom that when Rachman Salon there's an Ovel, people have this custom that you have to lay in the Torah three times. You see this around? Laying three times. Now, usually in an Ovel's house, that's hard to do because you're not going to be laying on Shabbos. So there'll be a Monday and a Thursday, but that third laying is kind of iffy. So I said last time that when I used to go to MTJ on the side of Moshe's yeshiva, so one of the things about going to MTJ was me and my chavrusa, he had the car. I didn't have the car, so he drove. I paid for breakfast. So there's a pizza shop on the Lower East Side. It was on Grand or Essex. I forget already. And it was a very nice pizza shop. It was open for breakfast. They had a separate count just for breakfast. Breakfast, it was gewaltig. It was fantastic. It was like one of the highlights of the week. I mean, there was a lot of highlights. But, so anyway, so Michael Russo and I would eat breakfast in the Lower East Side. And sure enough, Rabbi Lumner and Rabbi Blue, Shlita, and Rav Dov Feinstein. You see breakfast there too? So, good company. Not with us, of course, but... one day, my chavrusa was ordering, and Rabbi Lumner was ordering, and Rabbi Booth was somewhere, and there was Rav Dov Feinstein all by himself. So, you know, these are the opportunities you got to jump on. So I went over to Rav Dov, and I said, can I ask the Rav Shiva Shiloh? And he said, yes. And I have to know, Rav Dov usually is very quick on the answers. You don't get a shear out of Rav Dov. So I said, why is there such a custom to lane three times? Where does it come from? All the halacha says is that you have to set a place. At the place where you are a day or two. Right? So he says, that's why they learn Pshat. I said, almost exactly like that. That's exactly what I said. I said, excuse me? He said, that's the way they learn Pshat. In other words, he said that Rav David Feinstein's Shlita said that that's the way they learned that you have to prepare a place that has to be there for three lanes. But it happens to be, I never saw it anywhere, and recently my daughter brought me back when she was in seminary, she brought me back a set of Svarim by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. In fact, the Piskei Tshuvos brings this down. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said there's no source for 3 days, three lanes. There's absolutely no source for it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, you don't have to lane three times. There's no source for it. You have an Aron Kodesh, you have a set place, even if you lane from it once, that's enough. So it's a very interesting idea. Where the custom came from, but the bigger people, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, you know, that there's no source for it. There's absolutely no source for it.
Bigger people also hold by that three times.
I could just tell you, when I saw this in Rav Shlomo Zalman, I mean, when Rav David said that to me, I thought like, you know, you think from Rav David, he'll point you exactly a place where it's, says, he gave me a, like, that's the way they limb shot. I didn't really get that, but again, in the middle of a pizza shop at 8 o'clock in the morning is not exactly where you start. So, also the Adam Chashuv thing is also interesting. There's a big Talmud Chacham and you have the schus that's staying at your house. So you can bring the Sefer Torah, that would be no problem. Because that would be considered covered for him. Also, many bring down that if it's covered for the Sefer, like I said before, in other words, like our case, if I take the Torah from there, from here, to the base medrash, you know, if we use the Sefer Torah there, it's going to take a while, we're going to have to roll it, it's going to take a while. So it's not nice for the Tzibor, so that would also be okay. Okay? Okay, that's some interesting stuff, I thought. Very interesting halacha. B'li Nether, Mirtz Hashem, we'll do Kuf Lamed Vav, B'li Nether tomorrow, B'li Nether, hopefully.